Blog Talk Radio.
It's freedom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and welcome everyone. Welcome my UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer, a true follower and lover of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are a UCA member. Makes you an ambassador for Christ. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. My name is Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I'm your host for UCA Radio. I'm your host today, and by the way, our church is called Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So you get a chance to sleep in or either visit your home church in the morning and then come visit us in the afternoon, okay? 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, okay? All right, now call and text all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram, and just click on either the link or on the picture. Okay, and you can hear the entire show. Now, also keep in mind that on Facebook, you can click on the picture that's posted for today's show, and you can listen to it today and all this week, okay? So you can listen to it right now, and then you can tell others about it, and they can click on the picture on Facebook and listen to it for the whole week. So be sure to do that, all right? All righty. Now, don't forget to order the book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain, available right now on Amazon, okay? You can also order it from Barnes & Noble. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Or you can just go on our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com, and then when you get on the page, just look to the left. You'll see three lines. Click on those three lines, and then you are able to navigate throughout the entire web page. Okay, go to all the different pages. You can go to books, and it will bring you up to Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and you can click where it says click, and it'll take you right to Amazon. Okay, and you can order the book. Or you can go on down to media and click on media, and it will take you to our television program, hsbn.tv, where it's The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain. You don't want to miss that, because you'll be able to go there and click on any message that you see. There's a lot of them over there. So click on any message that you would like to hear by Pastor T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on hsbn.tv. You can get it from our website, okay? So be sure to do it. Also, you can catch hsbn.tv, The Message of Life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on YouTube and many other apps. So we're all over the place. So just go ahead and do that. Just put that name in there. My name is spelled T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R. If you just put my name, T. Meyer McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N, it will take you to hsbn.tv and any other videos or whatever that we may have going on. You'll see it all on The Message of Life on YouTube and some of the other apps, but you can really get us on hsbn.tv. All right? Okay, well, I think that's it as far as my announcements, but don't go away. Stay right there. We'll be right back, and we're going to get right into our message for today. Don't go away. Stay right there. My Savior, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, Lord, you are my Savior. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio. If you've just tuned in, I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and we're going to get right into our message for today. The title of the message today is Prophecy in Names. Prophecy in Names. Is your name prophetic? Well, just listen to this message. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask that you open the hearts and minds of all the people that's listening, that have tuned in to this broadcast. And Lord, help them to understand your word today. Let it stay in their spirit so that they can use whatever you give them today for your glory at any appointed time that you will have for us to preach your word, Lord, in faith, with full confidence in you, Lord, and belief in you, in Jesus' holy name. Prophecy in names. Help us to understand, oh God, in Jesus' name. Everything in Scripture points to Jesus Christ, especially certain names. That's why names are very important. Names can show your character. Names can be prophetic. It can tell your destiny, your work, your calling, and your lifestyle. Names have meaning. And starting from the beginning of mankind, God has used names to foretell or prophesy his perfect will. For example, the first 10 generation of names are prophecies of Jesus Christ. It points to Jesus, these names, in some way, him or his work. Like, for example, Adam or Adama, man, it means man, or earth or red earth. God created man from the earth. And then Adam begot Seth. And Seth means appointed. Now, Adam was 130 years old when he begot Seth, because, you know, he had Cain and Abel, but the Lord followed the line of Seth. So Seth means appointed. God appointed man, which means that man was set, designed, named, assigned, arranged, declared, determined to inherit and rule the earth. That was man's destiny. Seth begot Enos. Enos, the meaning of his name is mortal man. It means sick, despaired of, forgetful. Why would Seth name his son that? Well, it tells of the fall of man and the fallen nature. And then Enos begot Canaan. And Canaan's name means possessor or purchase. Man shall be purchased, bought with a price, and then possess or inherit the earth. Canaan begot Mahalalel. Mahalalel, his name means shining one. It's shining one of El, or shining one of God. Man is purchased by the glorified Son of God, the shining one. He is light. Then Mahalalel begot Jared. Jared means to descend. His name means to descend. God who will descend to earth and upon mankind. Jesus Christ, the shining one, has and will again descend upon the earth. Then Jared begot Enoch. Enoch, his name means dedicated, trained, disciplined. The shining one, Jesus Christ, will be dedicated to God, trained in the law of the Lord, and live a life of discipline. Enoch begot Methuselah. Methuselah, his name means, when he is dead, it shall be sent. When he is dead, it shall come. Well, what shall be sent? What shall come? The flood. The flood means judgment. So the flood came, which was God's judgment. The flood will come, the judgment will come. And what a lot of people don't know is 7 days after the death of Methuselah, the flood came. God's judgment came. And after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God shall send judgment. Methuselah begot Lamech. Lamech, his name means powerful. Jesus is the powerful one who has dominion over the heavens and the earth. Then Lamech begot Noah. Noah, his name means rest, quiet, or rest. He will give us rest. As Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is our rest. He is our Sabbath. And Sabbath means rest. Names are so important. Like, for example, when you first look at Abram, his name means father of a nation. But when God placed an H in his name, which the letter H means hey in Hebrew, the fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet, hey is the fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The Lord placed that inside of Abram's name. And then the letter itself brings, it represents the divine revelation and breath of God. Hey. Abram's name was changed from Abram, a father of a nation, to Abraham. Ham, Abraham, or Abraham, father of multitudes, or father of nations. You see, Isaac, the son of Abraham, would bring forth the Messiah from his descendants. Just like Jesus, Isaac was the appointed seed. Isaac was a type of Jesus Christ. He was a type in that he was offered by his father Abraham to be an offering to the Lord. But of course, Abraham was spared from killing his son. However, Jesus became our sacrifice. God did not spare his son. Therefore, he died for our sins. But let me remind you, he is also resurrected. Isaac's name means laughter, or one who laughs, or one who rejoices. Jesus causes us to rejoice. He makes us happy. He makes us laugh with Holy Spirit laughter. Many names that we're familiar with holds a prophetic message. Like, for example, the names of the 12 sons of Israel. Their names tells a prophetic story. First of all, when we read in the Bible of the 12 tribes, we must understand that another word for tribe is branch. And when we speak of Israel, we must understand that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and Israel is a type of Jesus Christ. Jacob was a type of Jesus in that he had 12 sons, and they became the nation of Israel even to this day. And Jesus chose and converted 12, and they became the nation of Christianity to this day, which is spiritual Israel. A lot of people argue that, but that's basically what it is. Jesus is the true Israel. Understand that. Jesus is the true Israel. Jacob was merely a type. He kind of painted a picture because Jesus lived up to the name. Israel means one who prevails with God, or let God prevail, one who let God prevail, or God's fighter, or one who rules with God. Unlike Jacob, Jesus fits all those titles. He fits all those titles. He is the true Israel, and we are his branches. We are the tribes, or the branches, of Jesus Christ, the true Israel. He is the tree, and we are his branches. And together, Christ and his bride, together, once we're connected to the tree, Together we make the tree of life on earth in this hour. And many people come to us for life because we are anointed with the substance of Jesus Christ, with Christ himself being in us. So when we name the 12 tribes of Israel, we can easily call them, or call ourselves, the 12 branches of Jesus Christ, because it's no longer the actual sons of Jacob that Scripture is referring to. It's the names, and the meaning of their names that describes us, Christians, in this hour. The names and the jewels on the breastplate of the high priest was not according to their birth, not on the breastplate. It was according to their names. And Judah was the first name on the breastplate, not Reuben, who was actually Jacob's firstborn. It was Judah, because Jesus is of the tribe of Judah, and we come from Jesus. He is our beginning. Therefore, God has placed us on the breastplate of the heart of Jesus Christ, our high priest. We are in the heart of Jesus, even right now. But Reuben was the physical firstborn of Jacob, which are the names and jewels on the shoulders of the high priest, according to their birth. It was according to their birth on the shoulders. This represents physical Israel. Physical Israel is the lost sheep in this hour. Many people argue that, but they are the lost sheep in this hour because they refuse to receive Jesus Christ. And Jesus will graft them in on the last day. He will carry them on his shoulders, just as a shepherd carries a lost sheep. When a sheep is lost from the fold, the shepherd goes out and get the lost sheep. And when he finds the sheep, he picks the sheep up and put the sheep on his shoulders and bring him back to the flock. Israel is that lost sheep that's going to be brought back into his flock. They're going to be brought back, and we will all be of one. That's why the Lord said of twain, that means two, of two, the Jew and the Gentile, shall the Lord make one man, and that one man will be the Christian, the believer, the follower, the lover of Jesus Christ, the saint, the disciples of Jesus Christ. That's how Abraham becomes the father of many nations, is through Jesus Christ, bringing them all together. Therefore, it wasn't the people, but the revelation of their names. However, the foundation of the wall in the book of Revelation doesn't start with Reuben or Judah. It starts with Naphtali. Here are the names according to their birth and the revelation and jewels of each name. Each name has a jewel inscribed upon it. For example, Reuben, meaning, behold, a son. The emerald is Reuben's stone. The emerald is sea green in color, and that figuratively speaks of life because of the green color. Reuben is the firstborn of Jacob, and just as Jacob showed forth his firstborn son, so did God. So did God the Father when Jesus was baptized. God acknowledged his son when he said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Although Reuben represents the many faults, failures, and the sins of the fallen natured man, he also represents us being delivered by his son, by the Son of God, into an everlasting life, into a never-ending life, everlasting life, so that God may now say to the world in this hour, when we come together in his holy name, he can show us to the world and say, behold, my sons, meaning sons and daughters, because there's neither male nor female. So he calls us sons. Behold, my sons. He's going to show us all to the world, and we will be a blessing to the world. Simeon is the next name, meaning hearing. after we have heard the word, we must be unmovable, steadfast, hard, and able to cut off or divide anything that goes against God's word. We are even able to cut ourselves off from the world so that we can attain the kingdom of God. The sapphire is his stone. That's Simeon's stone. It's the sapphire, which is the second hardest stone in the world. The next name is Judah, meaning praise. The sardius is Judah's stone. Its root meaning is red. It is figurative for the blood of the Lamb. Let the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, cover us and flow through our bodies, and let us be drunk in the wine of the Holy Spirit and give him praise. Judah means praise. As it is written in Isaiah 43, verse 21, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The next is Dan, meaning judge. The Beryl is Dan's stone. It is a very hard stone. We will judge with the word of God in this hour, because God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword, so that we might break and subdue the works of Satan. The next name is Naphtali, meaning my wrestling. His stone is a jasper. It's because we will be clearly seen. Because in this hour, when the Lord returns, he's going to be clearly seen. But before he comes, he's going to be in us, and we will be clearly seen. The world will see that we are truly the sons of God, because Christ is in us of a truth. It was prophesied that Naphtali was like a hind let loose, speaking goodly words. Once we are free from our fallen nature, then we are free to go into all the world and preach the true, the full, and perfect gospel of the kingdom of God. We no longer wrestle with the Lord. We no longer wrestle with God, because we have learned to submit to him. Gad and Levi, I put these two names together because they're not mentioned on the foundation of the wall, but they are on the breastplate of and on the shoulders of the high priest. Gad means a troop cometh, and good fortune. God's anointed army, his Christians, his anointed Christians of full sevenfold anointing of the seven spirits of God is his army, and they're coming. We're coming. Christian people, powerful people are coming, and when we come, when we are let loose, we bring good fortune. We bring blessings of God to the people. Get ready, Christians. We got some really serious work to do, and God is going to prepare us for that. Let's keep going. Levi means a joining, because we, as the bride of Christ, as the bride of Jesus Christ, shall be joined to our husband, Jesus himself. We will be joined. We will be one, according to the prayer of Jesus in John 17. Just read all of that. He speaks of us being one. That was part of his prayer. He shall be one with his bride. Jesus, that's his desire. That's the desire of the Father, to be one with his bride. It's a joining. We are his bride, his last day golden church in this hour. Now, the chrysoprasus, that particular stone, this stone is listed on the foundation of the wall in the book of Revelation. However, we're not sure which tribe had this stone. We're not sure which tribe had this particular stone. It could be between Gad or Levi. One thing we found is that some of these stones are different from the stones on the breastplate, the stones on the shoulders, and the stones on the foundation of the wall. Not so much the stones that are different, but the names on the stones are kind of different. from some of the others, the names. You know, it's like in a different order or a different name for a different stone, you know. The next name is Asher, meaning happy or blessed. The sardonyx is Asher stone. The root word for sardonyx means to shine with the luster of fire and a flashing forth of splendor. We will be flashing forth with splendor, filled with happiness and blessings, and we will give happiness and blessings to all in this hour. We will be his ministers that God has made a flame of fire. Let's keep going. Issachar, meaning a reward. The topaz is the stone for Issachar. The topaz is a cheerful golden yellow and is said to bring beauty, wisdom, and long life. Seek the Lord, and your reward will be beauty, wisdom, long life, and much, much more, pleasures forevermore. God is our reward. Don't forget that. God is our reward. Don't look for rewards here on this earth, because it's temporal. It's temporary. Look for God. He is our reward. If we have him, we have everything. Zebulun, meaning dwelling. The chrysolite or carbuncle is the stone for Zebulun. The root word for carbuncle in Hebrew means glittering and sometimes used for lightning or flashing. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His name means dwelling. Therefore, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and be lights to bring others into the kingdom of God. We will move with the speed of lightning and will glitter with the glory of God. The next name is Joseph, meaning adding, or the Lord will add. The onyx is Joseph's stone. It appears in the breastplate and belongs to the Joseph tribe. It relates to marital happiness. Its color is white and black, and sometimes includes brown. We will multiply in this hour and add to the kingdom of God. Joseph was split into two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, his two sons. Both of these tribes represented their father Joseph. So you may not always see Joseph's name on the breastplate, but you'll see Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, Joseph's name is mentioned through his sons. Manasseh meaning forgetfulness or causing to forget all our labor. Chalcedony is Manasseh's stone. The chalcedony is a truculent quartz, commonly pale blue or gray with nearly waxy luster. It's similar to jasper. This stone is rough and unattractive. However, when split and polished, it becomes a source of delight. Although we are rough and unattractive in our fallen state, in these fallen natures that we're in right now, after we are broken and polished by the Lord, then we are his delight. Then shall we forget all of our pains, sorrows, and tribulations for the joy of our new birth. Then we have Benjamin, meaning son of sorrows. And then his name was changed to mean son of my right hand. The amethyst is Benjamin's stone. This is a rock crystal colored purple by manganese and iron, formerly supposed to prevent intoxication. That's what this particular stone was for, but I'm not sure in what way this stone was used to prevent being high or drunk, but somehow it was used for that purpose. We must stop. It's telling us we must stop allowing ourselves to be intoxicated by demon spirits and any of Satan's devices like drugs, pills, weed, gummies, creams, shooting up or snorting. or any other thing that will cause you to be in a false state of mind. We must learn to stay sober so that we can stop being sons of sorrow and become the sons of God's right hand, the sons of God. All these names had jewels, and in the jewels were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel engraved in them. This was because we are God's jewels in this hour, as it is written in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. We are his jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him, his son that continually serve him. He will spare them because we are his jewels. We are God's peculiar treasure. We are the treasure hidden in the field in the book of Matthew. We are his bride and holy city made up of jewels. Names usually describe our destiny, calling, jobs, and character. Even the names of the 12 apostles describes their walk, their calling, their jobs, and character. Here are the 12 apostles. Let's go through their names. Simon Peter, meaning hearing. That's similar to Simeon. His name also means hearing. So Simon Peter, meaning hearing, to hear the word of God. We hear God even when he speaks to you directly from his throne room like he did with Peter. We hear him. He can speak audibly. He can give us a strong impression, or he can speak directly, and we can hear his voice in the throne room, from his throne room, like he did with Peter when he confirmed Jesus. When Jesus asked them, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father in heaven." Peter supernaturally heard God's voice in his spirit. God placed a knowing in his spirit that confirmed Jesus Christ. That's how the Lord is going to confirm the true revelation of Jesus Christ today. There is a revelation of Jesus Christ that many people don't know, yet many people think they know. But God is going to place a true knowing, a true unveiling of who Jesus truly is in us. He will place it in our spirits, and we will hear him. James, or Jacob, meaning supplanter. James, Jacob. You know, we say James in the Old, in the New Testament, but the Old Testament, it was Jacob, which means the same thing. Supplanter, or Jacob. It's the same, it's the supplanter. Just as Jacob supplanted Esau, King David supplanted King Saul, Elisha supplanted Elijah, Jesus supplanted Adam, and Christians supplanted physical Israel, which all had to be done. All of that had to be done in order to bring forth God's kingdom in the appointed time. The next name is John, meaning Yahweh gave, or God gave, or grace. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's grace. Andrew, meaning courageous or manly. The Lord told Joshua to be strong and of a good courage, which is what he's telling us now in this hour. We are to be strong and courageous as we do the work of the Lord. The next name is Philip, he who likes horses. That's a name, huh? He who likes horses. We are to be like a horse. We are to be like horses, in that a horse submits to his master's will, placing a little bit in his mouth A horse is a symbol of strength, power, and speed, yet it is meek when a bit is placed in his mouth. He surrenders his power and submits to his master. As it is written in James 3, verse 3, if we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Bartholomew is the next one, meaning plowman. This name is connected to the Lord because the plowman is a farmer plowing the ground in order to plant seed. Bartholomew was sent out into the world to do just that, spiritually speaking. He was sent out to do that by preaching the gospel to every living creature, preparing the people to receive the incorruptible seed of God, the seed of Christ. Thomas is the next name, meaning twin, or in Aramaic, simplicity, garlic, or fringe. How would this be connected to the name of Jesus? How is his name connected with the will of God? Well, I would say simplicity, because many things pertaining to the Lord is very simple and easy to do. We are the ones that make it hard. The next one is garlic. Yeah, I would say garlic, because garlic may not smell good, but it adds so much flavor to certain foods, and it is good for you. Fringe, because by Thomas being an apostle, he's not part of the mainstream, you know, that religious system. So yes, all of those would depict his name and his ministry. Matthew is the next, meaning gift of Yahweh or gift of God. Jesus Christ is the gift that God gave to us. Then Jesus gave the gift of the Holy Spirit to us. And now Jesus gives us to the world, us, his bride, his sons of God, as a gift to the world. Because God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit will dwell in us in fullness. The next name is James, son of Alphaeus. He is identified as James the less, or the shorter. He was shorter in stature, so a lot of times you might hear and read in Scripture where they say James the less. His name still means the same, supplanter. Judas Thaddeus. Now, I'm not talking about Judas Iscariot. This is Judas Thaddeus, son of James. Judas means praise Yahweh or praise God. His last name, Thaddeus, means gift of God in the Greek. Simon the Zealot, meaning zealous for the law. We must be zealous for the word of God in this hour. To be zealous means that we should be filled with or showing zeal, marked by passion, support, passionate support for the kingdom of God. It means to show great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of the will of God. Christians, that's where we should be. We should be doing all of that. Passionate. Simon was dedicated with a passion, and we should be also. Judas Iscariot, meaning man of Iscariot or man of Kiriath in Hebrew. This was where he was from. However, when people betray us, we usually call them a Judas, right? Which means to us a devil or betrayer, because we know that Judas Iscariot did betray the Lord. Jesus even called him a devil in John chapter 6, verse 70. Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Referring to Judas. We are talking about names. Our names can tell our story, our destiny, our job, our calling, and our character. We want our character to be as close to Jesus as possible. So check your name and see what it tells you. Now, understand, every name may not have your calling or your job or your destiny or your full character. So don't trip out. If you look up your name and you see, oh, my name don't really mean nothing, or I don't like what my name means, don't trip out. Just know that God has made it clear what your destiny is. Stay with Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he, Jesus, did foreknow. That's us. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So that's when, for whom he, God, did foreknow, that's us, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, and that's the glorified Jesus Christ, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Us. That's part of our destiny. The other part is that Jesus will give us a new name and the name of God. So relax. You'll get a new name. As it is written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, him that overcometh, continually overcome. We have to continually overcome the things of this world, even ourselves. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him, that's upon you, the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Oh, man. Look at that. We're going to end up with three names. New names. Most of the names in the Bible are prophecies of Jesus Christ in some way, or they tell of things that shall come to pass. So as you read your Bible, take the time to look up some of the names and see what the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. Keep in mind that the only person who really lived up to his name was the Lord Jesus Christ. And God gave him a name above all names. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is because all of the names of God he has placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus carries the names of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Your left, your left,
your left,
your left,
your left,
your left,
your right, your left, your left, your left,
your left,
your left,
your right,
your left.
Attention.
Calling everyone to proclaim to be a Christian.
Come all ye
calling
Christians.
All the new recruits to the demolition.
Come call it life.
Prepare yourself for the great commission.
This world is in a critical situation. It's critical.
Rumors of war and massive devastation.
You think America.
Put our own lifestyle aside.
Will we? deserve.
Wake up, soldiers.
Wake up.
Sitting on the pew.
Get up off the pew.
Harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God has given us a mission.
We're on a mission.
Word everyone to reconcile with him, yes.
Who will work
in the vineyard today? On the front line, I'll be the first to go and send me, send me, Lord.
We need
to pray always.
Hallelujah. We are commissioned, and we have to understand that we have to complete our mission for the Lord. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to today's program. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So don't forget to tune in. All right. And don't forget to listen to listen to Christian Talk on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. The message of Christian Talk with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila. Christian Talk. So don't forget to tune in to that, okay, on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern. And tell your friends, it's the same number, 646-668-8537, same number. So just dial in or look for the post on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so forth. And wherever you see it, you just click on that, and you can listen from your computer if you like. On Facebook, as always, you can listen from your computer the day of the actual recording, the day that we have our program, and any time after that, okay? So don't forget to do that. Thank you for joining us. We will be here again next week. God bless you all, and we're just going to have to say goodbye for now. Praise the Lord.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not worth.